Yeah, I'll go ahead and just follow up on that. That ad I just heard there, too. Just want to put this on your radar. I don't know whether you can cover it out. I know not everybody can travel. Not everybody can afford to either. And Italy is spectacular. If you have been thinking about joining me on this pilgrimage for Eucharistic revival, we're in this three-year period of revitalizing our devotion to the Eucharist. It's going to be a great trip. I'll be talking about the Eucharist at a number of the places we're going to go to. And the Stigmata and Padre Pio and so many other great things. And we're going to visit some extraordinary places. Rome, of course, is spectacular. We'll pray for the souls of the Church of Holy Suffrage there. We will, of course, pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet together. We'll eat together and play together. It's going to be fun. I hope you can join me if you can. I just want to give you kind of a last opportunity. I don't know when they're going to shut the trip off, next week, this week. Response has been very strong, so seats are limited. And I just heard that ad, and I just want to get it on your radar. If you are curious and you want to come, September's an absolutely spectacular time to be in Italy. We're going to be there in mid-September, I think, towards the end of September. And you get all the information by simply going to relevantradio.com/Italy. And I'm very grateful to Relevant for offering me the opportunity to take this trip. I mean, it's, to me, a blessing. My wife Kathy's going to be joining me. You hear me talk about her. We'll get to see Kathy, and we'll all hang out together. Preston, who prays at chapel with me on Thursdays, he's going to be on the trip as well. And it's going to be fun. So I hope you can come. relevantradio.com/Italy. There's a phone number there. You can call that number for any questions you have. And I think there's even a brochure you can download. So I hope you can hang out with us. All right. It's going to be 11 days. It's a long trip. It goes fast, though. First few days are tough. They're always the hardest on those trips. And I think, oh, my gosh, this trip is so long. And then I blink my eyes, and next thing you know, like, oh, my gosh, this trip's almost over. Where did the time go? Yeah, it's amazing. But anyway, it'll be good. We'll pray together throughout that and have Mass every day. And we've got four different spiritual directors who are going to be on that trip. Four wonderful priests. You know Father Dave Heaney, who used to be on the air with us? He's coming with us on this trip. I just found that out today, so I'm really excited to have him join us. So, anyway, enough said. Let's pray right now, okay? I want to pray for an end to the culture of death. I think this is the greatest scourge of our day. I think it calls down the justice of God. And, you know, we have to do our part. I'm bad at fasting. I'm bad at sacrifice and penance. I know I need to do more of it, right? I need to spend more time in prayer. You know, I think we could all do that, even if it starts small. You know, one little step. Maybe you can just say one extra prayer a day. Set a reminder on your phone to pray the chaplet with me every day or the rosary. You know, set a reminder to say just a short, brief prayer to end this culture of death. Let's pray for the mothers, the fathers that have really suffered great loss. I just received an email from a man here. And Gary, thank you for writing. He says, my wife and I have been married for nearly 40 years. My wife had an abortion before we met. And to this day, he says, I find my wife in tears from that event. My wife would often ask me, he says, if I would be a father to her baby in heaven. Deep wounds, he says, even for the most pious. And I'll tell you, my heart goes out to you. And if you've made that mistake, God loves you. The greater the sinner, the greater the right they have to his mercy. And the Lord just wants to heal you. He wants to embrace you. He wants to envelop you in his mercy. That's what he wants, all right? That's what he wants for you. So let's turn to him for that intention. Maggie, good to pray with you today. Anything you want to lift up before we start?
It's a pleasure to pray with you today. I want to lift up prayers of thanksgiving for Julie Robb and George Krantz, who both sent me the sweetest handwritten notes.
George.
George has made me laugh. So, George, thank you for that. And Julie was such a sweet, uplifting note on a day when I needed it. And I also want to lift up my dad for continued healing for his knee replacement, my mom for her back, and Mrs. C's ACL that she might have torn. Full and speedy recoveries for everybody.
Your family needs a lot of physical prayers,
I know,
don't they? A lot of physical healing.
They're all like, oh man, this wedding coming up, and like, we're all going to be.
George is a big fan of yours. I met him for the very first time on the pilgrimage to Israel last October, whenever that trip was. And he just loves your voice.
He wrote, it was so sweet in his script. It said, Maggie, your voice is very soothing. except for, I'm sure, days when you're mad at Joseph and chasing him around with a baseball bat.
That's a scary thought. Maggie would never do that, George. She would never do that.
We got a good laugh about it.
That's cute. Hey, George, looking forward to traveling with you again. I think he's going on that Italy trip, too. He sent me an email, too. I want to pray for Peter Grandich. I want to pray for Yaya Cantu. Yaya, I'm still praying for you, okay? I want to pray for Juan Landa. I want to pray for Linda Ruff, okay? She had very special intention. Came in, Linda. I won't divulge it over the air, but I would ask you to pray for her father, who's having a surgery right now. And I want to pray for all those victims of the shooting in Michigan. I mean, when will this end? Every time you turn around, there's these shootings, right? For those in Turkey and Syria, 41,000 people have died. Tomorrow, I'm going to look at the Ohio chemical explosion, and that is taking lives as well. And we just have to ask God for mercy. Just ask him for mercy. So I want to lift that up. One final email, then we'll pray. This person says, Drew, could you pray for my wife and our beautiful children? My wife filed for divorce because of my depression, my illness. And we were legally divorced in 2015. She now has filed for an annulment. I'm fighting her annulment so we can hopefully get back together. Please pray that I could have that annulment blocked and bring our family back together. And I pray that she could remember the Catholic vows we both took on our wedding day in that church, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, until death do us part. Thank you, Drew. And thank all of those who are praying with you. So he's asking you, and he's asking me, to save his marriage. Right? He's asking us to intercede that God will save his marriage. And I stand with him. If that's a sacramental marriage, we're not to throw the towel in on it. You know, we just pray that somehow, some way, God can heal that divide and in his mercy reunite this couple so they can be an incredible witness, both to his mercy and to the sacrament of marriage. Let's pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead.
A little hiccup there. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen, Maggie. Maggie's filled with joy. I love it. All right, let's go to our first call today. It comes from Maria in Long Beach, California. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Drew. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. And I'm asking everyone for prayers for my 21-year-old son. He's been suffering from depression, anxiety, anger issues, and addiction for a very long time. And I'm asking for prayers for healing and for my younger sons also to help, you know, continue to go through this and pray and be there to support him through this illness. And I pray for all the young men suffering from all these illnesses.
Yeah, you know, your son's not alone. That's for sure. I've never seen so many cases today. I know a lot of parents are going to be praying for your son as well, Maria. I'm going to pray for you too, because as a mother, I know it breaks your heart. Anxiety and depression, anger, addiction, I mean, they seem impossible to overcome, don't they? They seem so deeply entrenched into the minds, the psyche, the hearts of those we love. But I really have got to believe in God and his promise. I really have to trust. I really, you know, Murray, I've just got to say, Lord, I pray for freedom right now for anyone suffering anxiety, anyone suffering depression, anyone addicted, anyone struggling with anger and other emotional difficulties. And I just ask for your mercy. You come in, Lord, and you just heal. You create a new person. And I just trust in you. That's all I can do. I stand on your promise, Lord. That's all. That's all we can do. So, Lord, I thank you for the promise of this chaplet. And I thank you for those who pray with me now. So I just bring you these intentions as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Joe in Warrington, New Jersey. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mariani. Thank you very much. Four quick things in the order of preference.
Sure.
I'd like to first pray for pro-abortion fathers, that they change their minds, that they don't try to force anybody, that, you know, the father of the baby, to have abortions. Second of all, I called a couple months ago about, I thought it was my niece that had colon cancer. It was her dog. I don't know how I got that story mixed up. I guess God transferred the prayers to the dog because the dog went through the operation pretty good.
Oh, my gosh. That's good.
Okay, and then I called about a guy that was in jail in Russia.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's amazing how things happen.
Yeah, I remember.
There's going to be big news release probably Thursday or Friday that two senators, Menendez and I forget the other one, is involved in it, and they're going to make a push to try and get the guy out.
Wow.
So those were the three really good things. And then I just found for myself today, I got melanoma.
Oh,
so I just found out about it, and I'm pretty calm about it.
Good.
Really. Like, okay, what's the big deal? I got divine mercy on my side and all that. So.
Amen. You know, and hopefully you caught it early, right, Joe? Hopefully they got it early. Lots of treatments for that. And
immunology, they said. So.
Well, we're going to pray for you now. First of all, I love that story about the dog, right? I mean, God knows our hearts, you know, and God can heal everything from cancer to our animals. I mean, God loves us, and he wants us just to pour out our hearts. Tell him the big things. Tell him the small things. Just give God your heart, okay? And Lord, I pray for Joe right now. I mean, all these intentions that he voiced, especially I give you him. I just ask that you free him from any sort of cancer and just eradicate this melanoma. If it's through natural means, we thank you. If it's through your divine touch, I thank you. I do pray for all fathers and women who've had abortions. I want to pray for their healing and for your mercy to come for them. And I just pray for an end to the culture of death. We may be a nation that respects life at all stages. So, Lord, I give you everything Joe voiced. I unite his intentions to all who now are giving him their hearts. And we pray, Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, before we go to Janet in Orange County, California, for her intention, Maggie is taking your prayer intentions off our Twitter account. And do me a favor, follow us on our social media. Facebook, Twitter's at Drew Mariani Show. You can follow me personally at Drew Mariani. I'd appreciate that as well. And leave us your prayer intentions. Maggie will bring them to the prayer team here, and we'll all intercede for each other. Maggie, what's coming in?
Drew, someone named Andrew wrote to us earlier and said, I learned today that a good friend of mine who left the church years ago lost his brother to suicide. My friend was poorly catechized, and his departure from the church makes sense, seeing as how he understood what he was being taught. He says, please pray for my friend, for his departed brother, and for all poorly catechized people. A woman who follows us on Twitter, I thought, sent us a really great message. She said, Saint Valentine, please pray for peace and happiness in all marriages. My husband passed away suddenly in 2020. My date night tonight is praying for all widows. God bless you, and you're not alone. Antonia wrote to us and said, hello, Drew and staff. Here are my prayer intentions: to find a good Catholic man. Thank you for all y'all do. And then this came in yesterday in email, Drew. This was really compelling. Megan from Chicago wrote to us and said, I went for an ultrasound last Monday, and they saw a baby but no heartbeat. The next day, the practitioner called me and said she wanted to repeat the ultrasound. I went in again on Thursday, and we saw a big, beautiful heart beating.
She called us on that? What did she say there, Meg? Well, we had somebody who did dial into us at one point in time. They were worried the child was...
Maybe.
What was that? You know, they were worried there was no heartbeat. And I remember this. And I told them to call upon Blessed Paczynski and also Bishop Sheen, who had a miracle.
That's right.
Brought about resurrection. But go ahead. I didn't mean to step on you. I'm just struck by that. I remember certain intentions.
Well, she says the text started exclaiming, it's a miracle. She's been doing this for 24 years and has never seen anything like this before. She had written on the previous papers, non-viable pregnancy, on the report from the previous time. She said she started crying when she saw the heartbeat. The baby is measuring almost a week behind. She says, my estrogen levels are quite low despite taking a high dose of estrogen. And the blood flow to my uterus seems to be poor. She says, my next ultrasound is Wednesday, February 15th. That's tomorrow. It's been a roller coaster of emotions. Please pray for Megan and baby G.
Well, we'll pray. I love these stories, you know, because the impossible becomes possible with God, right? Miracles are reported all the time, especially through this prayer. We pray together with so many different souls. We implore God's mercy, and we hear miracles. And you think about resurrection, the baby's non-viable, or, you know, sorry, we need to do a D&C. And next thing you know, there's a resurrection miracle. That's what I call them. There are many of them. Blessed Paczynski, as I said, Bishop Sheen. There's many other of these cases where we see this happen. So never give up hope. Never give up faith. Put your trust in God, and He'll work it out. Padre Pio once said that the most beautiful creed is the one that we pronounce in our hour of darkness. In those times where things seem impossible, they seem dark, they seem impossible, that's the most beautiful creed that we can pronounce. Because we say, Jesus, I trust you. I trust you. And I often think one of the great mysteries of this life is suffering. I mean, it doesn't make sense, but I was praying at the tomb of St. Rose of Lima, who was a beautiful woman and a great soul who suffered in an immense way. She said, without the burden of afflictions, and we all have these crosses, right? It's impossible to achieve the height of grace. And that's what God wants from us. He wants us to be grace-filled. He wants us to be in communion with Him. The gift of grace increases as your struggle increases, she says. So if you're going through a difficult time, know that this is an opportunity for you really to advance in the spiritual life. Lord, we want to lift up all those intentions, and I want to pray for my wife today, too, on this Valentine's, for my children, for their future spouses, for all those seeking healing in their relationships or looking for that spouse. Janet in Orange County, California, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. I'm praying for a miracle from our great physician, Jesus, through the Divine Chapel, for my brother, Joe, who is receiving his 35th radiation treatment today for throat cancer. And he's had chemotherapy as well. His side effects are severe, and he's told, even though this is the completion of those treatments, that he will still suffer side effects. Yep. So I'm praying for just a divine healing, that the side effects will diminish, that this tumor will be dissipated from his throat, and that he will give the glory to God.
Amen. Well, let's pray for that miracle right now, Janet. Pray for you, for all your intentions, for your brother. I mean, unbelievable cross. You talk about the burden of affliction, 35 radiation treatments. Lord, I pray for all those who are in the fight of their life with cancer, those who are going through chemo, radiation treatment, all those who are going seeking immunotherapies, whatever it may be, Lord, I just ask for your healing touch as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Ted in Tucson, Arizona, thank you for joining us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. How are you? And Maggie, have a good, happy Valentine's Day to both of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just wanted to ask for your prayers for some of the ones before me. Obviously, I really feel sorry for all those folks, and I'm glad you prayed for them. But I would like to ask prayers for myself and for my family and my grandchildren. I lost my wife a year and a half ago, I thought I was getting over it, but I see it's still pretty darn tough for me and everything. But I would ask you if you could help me out and ask the Blessed Mother and the Lord Jesus for assistance for me and for my family so that we can get through this.
Ted, how many years were you married?
I was married for 49 years.
Oh, my gosh. What a beautiful testimony.
I knew her from the second grade. She went through grade school and junior high. She went to both proms with me. I joined the military, and I was in the military for a long time, and she was with me the entire time. It was half my heart is ripped out here, and
I'm sorry.
And hell, and Valentine's Day is makes it pretty tough. But I know there's lots of other people in the same boat as me, and I would pray for them too.
What's her name? We'll jot her down. I'll ask everyone who's listening and praying with us right now.
Her name was Lois.
Oh, how beautiful. Ted and Lois. All right, I'm jotting your name down as we speak here. You will be remembered in my prayers. And
thank you very much.
Ted, I just want to say to you, I know how much you loved your wife. And I know how much she must have loved you. And I know that she can love you even more powerfully and more perfectly now from the other side. And she knows your pain, and she feels you, and I know she's showering you in that love. So you'll be reunited with her one day. I promise you that. All right?
Good.
You will.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Amen. I know. I think about it, too. It's so hard to think of not being with a person that you love. I can't imagine life without that person, you know, and I just can't imagine what you're going through. But, brother, we're praying for you. We're going to pray for her soul, and I want to pray for all those who mourn, all those who've lost loved ones, Lord. And this is an intangible, but I just ask you, heal that heart wound. And you fill this man with joy and consolation. Allow your mercy to envelop him and all those who now pray with me. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, let's go to California next. Hey, Martha, thank you for waiting. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Drew. Thank you very much for taking my intention. I have first of all, I'd like to pray for all the relevant radio family and those that aren't able to get on the call to talk to you today, for Maggie's upcoming marriage and the so future sweet. Spouses of those looking for a spouse, for
Thank
the
you.
Personal intentions of Kenneth, the souls in purgatory, and for a 20-year-old young man named Fernando Peraza, who's been missing. Today marks a month that he's been missing from Tijuana, so we don't quite know. You know, he has no vices, no friends over there. He took an Uber to the dentist appointment and never came back.
Wow.
So for him and his safety, return home, you know, may God have mercy on him, and also for his mother, Cristina Lemus, and the rest of his family. Thank you, Drew.
Martha, God bless you. Thank you. I want to pray for every one of your personal intentions, too, but we will pray for Fernando, for those who mourn his absence, and we'll pray for a safe return. I mean, again, I say organ transplants, the missing people, kidnapped, also with the miracles that take place, especially in these particular veins or channels, it's pretty amazing. So, Lord, I ask for the prompt return of this missing man, and for anyone else right now that is lost or missing, that you and your mercy return them to where they need to be, save them from any nefarious means, and just give them your protection. Maggie is indicating right now that we just got a very urgent tweet in. This is coming from Africa. Maggie, what's happening?
This is from our friend from South Africa, Vivendra, who we had talked about during the pledge drive. She just tweeted us a picture of a pretty bad-looking car accident. Car is definitely totaled. She says, please keep my cousin Remy Barrow in prayer, who was the casualty of a horrific accident in East London, South Africa. He sustained back and neck injuries and is suffering from recollection of the accident. The driver who hit his car from behind has escaped from the scene.
Well, no. Well, let's pray for him right now. We'll pray for the Lord's mercy in this particular situation. Lord, I give you everyone who's praying with us here and around the world, everyone on hold, everyone who's written. You know us. You know every hair in our head. You know every intention in our heart. So I intercede on behalf of all who are united with me now in prayer. Today I ask for special graces to reach these souls as I pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Palestine,
pray for us.
Our Lady, Reconciler of Peoples and Nations,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escrivá,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints.
Saint Valentine.
And Maggie, thank you. Saint Valentine.
Pray for us.
You gave me the V and I'm like, hey, peace. Yeah. Right back at you. Saint Valentine.
Pray for us.
Also, who is it? Saint Methodius
and Cyril.
And Cyril. Cyril. Pray for us.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
I gotta take a short break, but when I come back, I do want to talk with you. I want to talk about date nights. Do you have a date night? And maybe you're going out with your spouse. Do you do it once a week, once a month? If you kind of fallen out on that, maybe you're dating. Do you guys have designated date nights? It's Valentine's Day. And here's one other thing. Here's the number to get in. It's 888-914-9149. What's the most romantic thing somebody has ever done for you? Or maybe what have you done for them, right? Interesting little tidbit. I asked Lauren, one of my engineers, here that before I walked into the studio. Maybe I'll share it. Maybe she'll come in and share it. romantic ideas. Hey, you might be actually helping somebody. There's a guy out there right now saying, what can I do? It's Valentine's Day. How can I show? I'm not a very big romantic, Drew. Well, you might get some good info here. Stay with me. We'll talk on the other side. We'll have some fun. We'll lighten it up a little bit right after this.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show.
Catholic Order of Foresters, the sponsor of our studio line, is hiring today with several positions throughout the U.S. Visit relevantradio.com/forester to learn more about how you can find your vocation with COF, an Illinois life insurance society not licensed in all states.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Sit back and just chill to this, Maggie. I like it. I like the vibe. Little John Mayer there for you. So good to be back here with you. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for praying with me, especially. I was just reading through a couple of emails that have come in while we were praying, and I'll try to share some of them on the air tomorrow. Gosh, so much hurt, so much intensity. Maggie, you were telling me we're getting a lot of emails from around the, not just the country, but around the world now, right?
It's true.
And the thing is, we're not even online yet. You know, I'll give you a quick sneak peek. Some people said, hey, why don't you stream the chaplet? We're planning to do that. It's not official yet, but we will take the chaplet of Divine Mercy. We'll have it on YouTube. We're going to have it on the Relevant Radio Facebook page and my Facebook page and a lot of other places. So you'll be able to pray with me in studio. That's coming up. Maybe after Divine Mercy Sunday. Maybe around there would be a good time to do that. So we can connect visually if that's something you want to do. But look, tell others about this prayer. I am so in love with it. I am so convinced of its power, of the promises of it. And I've seen more miracles as a result of this than anything I've ever seen in my entire life. And spread devotion to it, all right? Tell every afternoon. Of course, we're on at 1 Pacific and 3 Central and 4 Eastern and set your watch to it. My phone, I don't care where I am in the world, my phone goes off at what is called the hour of divine mercy. It's 3 o'clock. The Lord never said we had to pray the chapel at 3 o'clock, but he did ask us to meditate on his passion. So my phone goes off and I always try to pray the chapel at that time of day, whether I'm on the air here or not. I'm lucky to be on the air. When I first came to Relevant Radio, a little backstory here for you. They wanted me to do the morning show. This was years ago, right? I had done a different day part. I didn't know a whole lot about radio at the time. I had done some other national radio. My first gig was really late night. And then I had a slot. It was like 9 a.m. to noon. And I kind of liked it because, you get up a little bit earlier, but, you do your show, do a little prep for the next day, and the rest of the day is yours. It was great. I love the schedule. It's like, wow, that's an awesome schedule. So they come out and they say, hey, look, we want somebody with a personality like yours to do the morning show. So we want a dynamic program. We want this. We want that. And I told them, no, I'm not interested. Because, if I was doing a morning show, the dynamic, the way I would do it would be very different, right? It wouldn't be the show that I'm giving to you right now. They said, well, how do you feel about the afternoons? And I'm like, well, how about middays? No. We want you in drive time. Okay. So I went into drive time, and it was the best decision of my life. I love this time slot. I love being with you at this time. It was actually providential. I love praying the chaplet. And I never thought about praying the chaplet on the radio because prayer on the radio just doesn't fly, right? It's kind of boring, right? I don't pray that way. I tend to pray very internally, very reflectively. I like to meditate. And my thought was like, oh, I'll never fly. Never did I realize how powerful and how beautiful this interactive prayer would be. And I think it was all part of God's divine plan that here I am in the afternoons. The Lord introduced me to Divine Mercy years before I ever got into talk radio. And I was in a school of learning. I was in a classroom, if you will, that the Lord had me preparing for you to be able to spread this devotion. And I think about that sometimes. We think about our careers and our life. I think we all have missions in life. But I also think that we have chapters in our life. We have sometimes multiple missions. The Lord chose me for a totally different career prior to this one. And in it, I was exposed to things that really formed me for what I'm now doing. And if you are unhappy with where you are, pray. God will open new doors for you. And he might have you here right now for a particular reason. I remember Father Seraphim Michalenko, and I'm going to go to the phones, take a few quick calls here. But before I do that, it's kind of stream of consciousness here. I mean, I was thinking about the death of the vice postulator for the cause of St. Faustina. His name was Father Seraphim Michalenko. He was my mentor. He taught me everything I know about divine mercy. And his anniversary, he died a couple of years ago, but he died last year. But I'm just thinking, it was a couple of days ago on the calendar that he passed away. He told me a story about how he wanted to spread devotion to divine mercy so bad. He was in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. And what happened? His congregation moves him to Rome. And he had to spend like 5 years in Rome. But you know what ended up happening? Being in Rome allowed him to play such a pivotal role, and I'll keep the bishop's name anonymous, with a key bishop that would have such a significant imprint on divine mercy. And when it came to the beatification calls and the canonization calls, his time there, because God saw the big picture, he didn't, played such a huge role in him being able to bring to the world, really, the divine mercy devotion. Divine mercy is the fastest grassroots devotion in the history of the church. And Father Seraphim Michalenko was instrumental in that. Without him, we would not have the devotion where we have it. He has some real key players, St. Faustina, John Paul II. I think Seraphim is right up there with those. So just a little side note. Hey, before I take Gene in Hattsville, Maryland, and all your calls, I just want to remind you, Father Rocky's Lenten Lessons are kicking off. I don't know if you caught them last year or the year before. They're a great way, I think, to elevate your Lent. 2 minutes, that's all. 120 seconds every day with Father Rocky. They're Lenten lessons on the Mass. You will learn something new. Trust me, the Mass will come alive for you. So check him out. He's got these little bite-sized videos. And I was struck by the power, the viral nature of the internet, right? 1 million views last year on those videos. 1 million views. That's a great way to kind of bring alive the Mass. The little Lenten lessons he does are just packed with interesting facts that will help you learn more about the Mass, ultimately really about your faith. So if you have not received these in the past, you can do it very simply by signing up for Father Rocky's Lenten Lessons on the Mass. It's by going to relevantradio.com/Lent. Okay, relevantradio.com/Lent. Good news is they're free. Right? Cost you nothing. Just sign up and they'll come to your inbox every day. All right, let me take a few calls. I want to talk about St. Valentine's Day. And I had asked you too, I mean, what's the most romantic thing somebody's ever done for you? Was it a spouse? Was it when you were dating? Is it something now in the courtship process? Love to hear about that. I'd love to hear, your particular story. I think about St. Valentine's Day and I think about how people meet and even how long people court. I knew a person who met a future spouse, asked her to marry him the first date. I think that's a little extreme, but not alone. They were married last time I knew, they had 26 years. So you never know. Do you believe in love at first sight? Gene in Hyattsville, Maryland. Thanks for waiting. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. How are you?
I'm great today. Thank you. How are you?
Good. I was calling in about the most romantic thing.
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, my husband and I were married in 2007, and I had a medical problem within the first year of marriage.
Oh, wow.
So I had to have a surgery to remove a tumor. And the result of the surgery, I was left infertile. So when you have surgery, you probably know they take, all your jewelry and everything. Oh, yeah. You can't have metal. And, of course, I was totally out of it.
Yeah.
He had driven me home from the hospital, and I was in bed just feeling terrible and crying and everything. And he had my engagement ring and my wedding band. And he got down on his knees and he re-proposed to me.
Oh, how
and
beautiful.
He said that he didn't care, that we had this problem. We had planned to have like 12 kids, like we had all the names picked out.
Oh.
But I will tell you subsequently that we adopted two daughters from Poland.
Yeah.
So, and their names are Veronica and Victoria.
Beautiful.
And the pain of infertility quickly passed, but it's Veronica's 16th birthday today.
Oh, my gosh. So. That's great. Well, happy birthday to her. Yeah, Gene, I'd love your story. My son is fostering a child right now, he and his wife. And I have many friends who have adopted children. And gosh, it is transforming, isn't it? It really is. I hope more people will look into adoption, look into fostering. And, you know, your husband's a good man. I know he took those vows with you, right? And we take these vows on our wedding day to be with our spouse in good times and in bad, for better, for worse, in sickness and in health. And he really honored that vow. A lot of people sometimes throw in the towel. So what a beautiful story. Yep. Congratulations on those beautiful girls. Tell them happy birthday from us, okay?
Thank you. Yes.
We're right here.
All right. Well, happy birthday to you. I love it. What's the confirmation names for any of these girls? Are they taking Faustina?
So actually, Veronica did Maximilian Kolbe.
Oh, that's great.
Kolbe,
right?
So she was just confirmed. And then Victoria hasn't been confirmed yet. She received her first communion last year. They were both in sacramental years, one in eighth grade, one in second. So it was really special.
Well, I love it. Well, I hope the family has fun today. St. Valentine's Day. You got a birthday to celebrate. It's going to be fun. Gene, thanks for calling.
She said it better be.
Yeah, it better be. That's right. It's your day. I say, I don't have just a birthday. I tell my wife, I have a birthday weekend. I have a birthday week. There's birthday Eve. There's birthday.
Exactly.
I love my birthday. Hey, Gene, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
God bless you. All right, I got to take a pause. Hey, when I come back, though, let's talk. What was the most romantic thing somebody has ever done for you? And also, one other thing, too, today, because I only have a few minutes. Date night. Do you do date night with your spouse? Has it changed the relationship at all? The number's 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. And love to hear your story. Let's talk for a few minutes. It is St. Valentine's Day. We got a lot to get into. I'll be right back, okay?
Catholic Order of Foresters, the sponsor of our studio line, is hiring today with several positions throughout the U.S. Visit relevantradio.com/forester to learn more about how you can find your vocation with COF, an Illinois Life Insurance Society, not licensed in all states.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, it's that time of year, right? St. Valentine's Day. Some great music. I heard some weird stat yesterday. Let me see if I can resurrect it from my mind. It dealt with the type of music that's listened to. And I think, you know, Christmas time, of course, Christmas music is most. The next holiday that has the most listens, you know, streams and stuff, is Valentine's Day. And I think it's this romantic type of music that plays. Those are good tunes. Good choice, Maggie. Good to have you with us. Now, before I go to the phones and Father King and Tom and everyone to grab your calls, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? I know you are new. No, you're not newlyweds yet. You are engaged. Soon to be married.
We are.
Joe's got to pull out all this. Joe, I know you're listening, brother.
You
better pull out the big stops.
Let's see. Yesterday, I left after the rosary. We had dinner together at his place and had to do some of our One in Christ premarital reading. So we finished the evening just reading a couple pages together. And I was like, okay, I'm going to head out. And I kind of double backed without him knowing, and I put a little card on the car.
You're so thoughtful.
I don't know if he has plans for today. We're supposed to see each other later and go.
Well, he texted me and says, "Do you think Maggie will like flowers?" I said,
"Stop.
No." He goes, "Good. I don't believe in giving her flowers."
I don't believe you.
I'm kidding. You better have a place filled with flowers.
I hope so. I love flowers.
So what's your favorite flower? And I'm going to take a few calls. I'll tell you why, because I'll tell you what my wife's favorite flower is.
What is it?
It's something like when you're dating, I'm thinking, what the heck is it? It's like, it's a ranunculus.
Oh.
I had no clue what a ranunculus was when we were dating. I was like, ranunculus, that's your favorite flower?
We just got a quote from the florist, and I was like, what's a ranunculus? And Joe goes, a redonkulus.
That's redonkulus, right? The ranunculus. Yeah, that's my wife's favorite flower. So I better get on the stick, right? Bring her some ranunculus home. All right, we'll take a few calls from you, too. If you want to join us, 888 914-9149. We'll start with Tom. He got in here first. He's listening in Tucson, Arizona. Hi, Tom.
Hey there. Thanks for taking my call, and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Right back at you.
Say, I was calling in response to your questioning on what's the most romantic gift you've ever received. Yeah. And this one only comes with age, but mine is the gift of life. I'm adopted. And so I really am grateful to my birth mother, who had the courage to, you know, not take the easy choice and abort me when clearly it's available. And then my parents, I mean, you know, Roger and Nancy, my mom and dad are, I was the third of three adopted children. They had lost three in the pregnancy, and it's just, it's a gift. I mean, I was unexpected, kind of the last minute thing. Wow. And, so that is the, that's really the best gift ever is life and the opportunity to live. And now I have children of my own. Right. And it's just, I mean, that's that gift. It's my children wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the gift of life of my mother. And then my parents that raised me and adopted me.
Tom, that is just so beautiful.
How disposable they see children. We're not disposable.
What a beautiful family you have. All your adopted brothers and sisters, they are your brothers and sisters. Your parents love you. You know, now you are a parent. You know, I mean, it's the ripple effect of your courageous mother who said yes to life.
And yeah,
the joy that continues to ripple out into your family and into your children. I'm so glad you called, Tom. I really am. It's such, you're right. We couldn't have said it any better. The most perfect gift is the gift of life. And I hope there's a mother listening right now who's found out she's pregnant and is thinking, I just can't have this child. But it's going to choose life now as a result of that. Life is a gift, that's for sure. Father King is listening in Portland, Oregon. Can't wait to hear from him. Hey, Father, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Before I begin, I'd like to say thank you to your previous caller, Tom. That was a beautiful story, expression of love, and not the common Valentine's Day type call that most people would expect or anything, but it is a great gift that he shared, not only that he has, but he shared with all of us. So I'd like to say thank you out loud to him. And my expression of romance, hearing this from a Catholic priest, might sound rather strange. So let me clarify before any of the newspapers get online and start putting a program together. I was new to my back to my diocese. I served in the United States Air Force as a chaplain for many years, and in 2015 I retired and was sent to my current parish, which is a parish with a school. And, you know, I didn't know any parishioners or anyone in the parish, per se, other than I was here, I was serving them, doing what I was supposed to do, and Easter came around, and one of the parishioner parents, said, well, are you going to be home around 1 o'clock in the afternoon? I'm sure. I said, I usually just go home on Easter and relax, and then I take a nap and try to get something to eat. And I said, okay, well, we're going to stop by. So I'm thinking, okay, they want to pass by to say Happy Easter, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, okay, fine. So I stay dressed in my clerics, in my cassock and everything, and they called. Okay, well, we're coming down the street here pretty soon. And so I walked out to the curb, and I'm looking for their vehicle because I know exactly what their vehicle looks like. And I kept looking. I said, well, where are they? In the meantime, a car passes in front of my house on the other side, going the opposite direction, toots the horn. It's parishioners. So I wave, hey, how you doing? Happy Easter. And I'm still looking down the street. I'm not even looking in front of me. I'm looking down the street for this people's car. And next thing I know, there is a parade that went on for about a half hour. Of parishioners, their kids hanging out the cars with balloons and banners, wishing me a happy Easter. Oh. I was, and I'm telling you, I'm not a very emotional person. I was about on the verge of tears standing on the curb. And I was so happy, and I remained dressed and didn't go out there with my pajamas on or something like that. But that was an act of love. And for that parishioner, and I won't mention their names or anything, but that parishioner, and for those people to have done, I mean, they held up traffic on two major streets for a half hour, bumper to bumper. I was deeply moved. That was probably the best expression of love I've experienced.
It's such a great story, too, because it's not about, you know, getting something that's material, you know?
Right.
Really,
I wish other people would do that for their priests, because I think oftentimes parishioners, Catholics, we forget about our priest. when it comes to various holidays, especially something like, you know, Valentine's Day, because we always think about romantic love, and it's not about that. Yeah. So thank you for the opportunity to share that. And I I'm very appreciative of your previous caller.
And Father, thank you. I'm appreciative of that testimony because it's really beautiful. And it's such an important message. I have a lot of friends who are priests and they tell me it can be lonely at times. And to Father King's point, invite him to dinner, invite him to your home, invite him on that trip, right? Or show what a beautiful gift to give this priest. You know, you didn't buy him a gift certificate somewhere. He gathered everybody together and said, Father, we love you, and we're going to shut down two streets, and we're going to show you. And what a gift that is, and what a memory he'll always have. I'm so grateful. And above all, pray for your priest. Satan has a tremendous, tremendous enmity for them, hates them with a savage hatred. Pray for their protection and for the graces that they need. And Father, I'm grateful for your call. Thank you for being here. I hope you all have a really beautiful Valentine's Day. You know, tell your spouse you love them. Surprise them with something. Doesn't have to be flowers. Doesn't have to be jewelry, although I'm sure a lot of the women would love that. A small act of kindness goes a million miles. Hey, when we come back, we'll change gears. You're going to love this conversation. And, our time together continues, okay? Don't go away. There's more right after your news and headlines.